So Matt, and of course the issue of tolerability and side effects comes up. We're going to hear in a second how this woman tolerated therapy. Where are we today in understanding not only short-term side effects and how osimertinib might stand up longer term, maybe someday it'll be used in an adjuvant situation, what your experience has been, Matt, in terms of using the drug, but also in terms of some of these very unusual slash rare problems such as pneumonitis?
Well, as Heather mentioned, pneumonitis is something we've had to come to grips with even with the first and second generation drugs. It seems like the rate is just a titch higher for osimertinib, at least in the trial reports. It's just something that we're mindful of and we counsel patients on and are very mindful of saying if there's kind of a brisker onset of dyspnea or we see some hypoxia in clinic or some early findings on restaging scans, we're attentive to it. And just as we become more kind of adept at managing pneumonitis on the immunotherapy side. The cardiotoxicity, I've only seen one case so far, and so again, it's real. And so I think the mitigation we've approached, or at least we're proactive in terms of having a baseline EF by doing TTE at the beginning and also following QTc on the EKGs. But for the most part, it really what's great about this kind of development, the opportunity in drug development to really hone in on the mutation of interest and spare wild type is really to afford such a better quality of life for our patients on oral livable therapy, people working full time, maybe not 89 years old, but working full time, feeling well. And that also extends to the brain penetration and being able, with the strength of the CNS data, to even forestall stereotactic radiosurgery and kind of let the TKI do its job up there and put off that radiation and its attendant real side effects till later as well.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a second. Jeff, did you have a comment?
I saw one great case of pneumonitis recently where on the first scan responding, but I saw a lymph node growing, and that lymph node was a harbinger of pneumonitis emerging over the next few weeks. And, you know, I stopped the osimertinib, short break, a little bit of steroids, and she's doing great on erlotinib now. And just to be clear, right, you can interchange these drugs, right? And if you're toxic to one, you're not necessarily toxic to the others. So, you know, failing osimertinib doesn't mean you can't tolerate erlotinib. I just prefer to start with the better tolerated drug first.
So maybe I get a second opinion from Justin. How would you feel a second opinion of a case where somebody had pneumonitis on osimertinib and now the proposal was to use erlotinib? Would you be comfortable with that?
Yeah, so I mean, one of the first questions I would ask was the patient already progressing and then had pneumonitis in that context, or whether they were responding and continuing to respond? If they were continuing to respond and the pneumonitis had calmed down, resolved with steroids, I would be comfortable rechallenging with a first-generation agent. There are different chemical structures, and I think as long as you watch the patient closely, so this is a patient who followed up by phone a week later, in clinic 2 weeks later, you're just watching closely, just making sure that they're not developing recurrent symptoms.
That's interesting.